This week's parasha is Mishpatim, so let's read a little bit. Ve'eile ha-mishpatim asher tasim lifneihem. It says ve'eile. So why it says ve'eile? So Rashi, it's very important, Rashi says, kol mokum, every place shenema eile, pasul at the rishonis. In other words, it denies the previous, ve'eile, right? And this is a new thing. Ve'eile, and these, it means not only these, also and these, right? So it's coming, lehosif, mosif ala rishonot. So what rishonot we have? We just had the parasha of Matan Torah, right? Ma rishonim, just as the first ones, misinai. Af elu misina, also these are from Sinai. Okay. Well, hello. Do I really need to know this is from Sinai? Why here is this pasuk ve'ele telling me this is from Sinai? Why Davka in the Parsha Mishpatim? Parsha Mishpatim is Rov Dinei Nezikin. Most of the Dinim Ben Adam Lechavero. Right? Mm-hmm. Why in the Parsha Ben Adam Lechavero I need to be told, first of all, I need to be told this after Matan Torah, straight away, ve'ele ha-mishpatim? Why is that? I'm not told this on many other mitzvahs.
Because you'd have a
Havamina. Oh, yeah, right. So let's go to another place. There's another place that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Where's this other place? We have in Pirkei Avos. In Pirkei Avos, what's said in Pirkei Avos? It says, Moshe kibul Torah misinai, umasri Yeshua, v'Yeshua v'zkenim, v'zkenim neviim, v'chulei.
Right.
So, hello, Pirkei Avos is not the beginning of the Shas.
Right.
Pirkei Avos is the end of Masechet Nezikin. Why at the end of Masechet Nezikin do I have to tell you Moshe kibul Torah misinai? When I start the Mishnayos, when I start Shas Mishnayos, I should say Moshe kibul Torah misinai, Master right. Yeshua. Why here? So my kasha, the Rav asked the kasha. What's the answer of the Rav? The answer of the Rav is the Batanura, the Rav. Ravadia Batanura, called him the Rav, Rosh Tevis, right? He asked the kasha. So what's the answer? He says, you might have thought, just in every other ways of life, you know, there's how to live a life, how, you know, to do self-development, all these things. You know, you have your Seven Habit book, you have your self-help book, you have all these books, right? You might think the Yiddishkeit has the same thing. The Chachamim Badu Milibam worked out a way of, like, understanding the Nefesh.
Right.
These wise men came to an idea of how to understand the Nefesh. Could be possibilities. No. Also, Pirkei Avos is Misinai. So, we're told two things. The same thing, answer applies here. You might have thought that Ben Aram Lechavero, how a person, you know, the social life a person has with his friend, not to steal, to look after his friend's valuables, to protect them, to return Aveda, all these things, right? You might have thought that is bodum ilibam, that we as society worked it out for themselves, right? Utilitarian society. No. After Torah, we got Ben Adam Lamakum. Now, Ben Adam Lachavero, that we work out ourselves.
Right.
Religion is Ben Adam Lamakum. No. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim. After Matan Torah, you have to understand something very clearly. Ve'ele ha-mishpatim. The purpose of Torah, the purpose of Torah, is ve'ele ha-mishpatim. Torah has to be brought down. Torah is not your religious experience with your Creator. Torah has to be brought down to your Bein Adam L'Chavero. Torah has to be brought down to Pirkei Avos Bein Adam L'Atzma. Poshet, the Torah has to be brought down Bein Adam L'Mokum. How can we understand tzitzis, tefillin? How can we understand the chukim? How can we understand shatnas if it wasn't brought down? But these things, a lot of societies have rules. A lot of societies have self-help books, psychology books. They work them out. Positive psychology, all these things. A lot of societies have it. We say, no, what we have isn't what Chachamim Badu Milibam. Isn't that wise people came and they worked it out? It's Yasha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means it has an omek. It's also Torah. It's not a self-help book. It's not work out yourself. It's a piece of Torah. If it's a piece of Torah, It's the inner rotzen of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a depth to it. There's a depth to understanding of how a person behaves with his fellow man and how a person understands himself in Pirkei Avos, right? His nefesh, his inner personality. Clear? Now the next, Rashi continues, says, Lama nismcha parshas dinim, the parsha of dinim, of Bein Adam L'Chaveira, right? Dinim, Nizikin. The parsha's Mizbeach, to the parsha of Mizbeach. Right? Because what it says after this, right?
Before.
Huh? To the parsha of Mizbeach, yeah, before. The last parsha was the parsha of Mizbeach. What's the kesha? Right? So it says, Lomalacha, to tell you, Shetasim Sanhedrin, you should place Sanhedrin etzel Mizbeach. So Sanhedrin, which is in charge of paskaling dinim, based in, right? Sanhedrin is the big based in. Where do you put it? Etzel Mizbeach, by the Mizbeach. What's the Mizbeach? Mizbeach is there to be mekaper on our disconnect between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's to make us connect. The korbanos is to make us likarevotanu, to bring us close. That's what's lost in korban, to make us close to that which we distance ourselves through our averas. Sanhedrin has to be by the Mizbeach. Why does Sanhedrin have to be by the Mizbeach? What's the chiddush? What we're saying that Sanhedrin has to be by Mizbeach, Sanhedrin are the people where they paskan the din, the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Pashtus. They also paskan for the Kahanim as well. They paskan on the korbanos and everything, right? So just as the Mizbeach is the Mokum HaKapara, the way in which we make Shalom, right? We make peace with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. So the purpose of Din is to make Shalom. The purpose of Din is not to paskin judgment. The Gemara says, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, the second Beis HaMikdash? Why was it destroyed? Sinaschin is one Gemara. There's another Gemara. Okay, the other Gemara says in Bava Metzia because they paskened in Torah. So Gemara says, "What? Din they alkom? What do you want to pasken?" So he says, "No, because they paskened in Torah and didn't go lifnim mershur sadin. They didn't go more than the letter of the law. The purpose of Sanhedrin, the purpose of Basin, is to make shalom. It's not to pasken din. So, just as the Mizbech makes shalom between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, it makes them close, Korba makes them close. So the purpose of Sanhedrin is to make Shalom in the midst of Klal Yisrael. That's the purpose of Sanhedrin. As soon as we've said this, what's the first Mishnah, mitzvah the Torah speaks about? Eved Ivri. Ki tikne Eved Ivri, shesh shanim yavod, b'shvius yetzeh lechov shichinam. Im begapu yavo, begapu yetzeh. Right? So he's saying here, what we're speaking about, and Rashi explains, he was speaking about an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave who stole, and he sold by Beis Din, right? To be in a person who buys him, a rich family buys an Eved, right? Poor family can't afford an Eved Ivri. So now we're speaking about the Eved Ivri. Why is the first thing of Dini Nezikin an Eved Ivri? So first of all, we're learning there's a tikkun of gzela. Here, the Eved Ivri gets sold for stealing. Rabbeinu Yonah says in the beginning of Avos that all of the dinei of Nezikin is the love of Gezel. Comes from the love of Gezel. There's also a tool like that. The love of Gezel.
What's Gezel?
Stealing. It means all mazik comes from the love of Gezel. That's of like damage. Of damage. All of damages comes from the love of Gezel. We're seeing here that what happens when you steal, you become an Eved. Now you have to understand, an Eved Ivri. What you have to understand, avdus, punishment in the Torah, is not, you're a naughty boy, we smack you. Doesn't mean that. Punishment is a metzias. It means a person who steals is an Eved. What does it mean an Eved? An Eved means someone who's meshubit to an Adon.
Meshubit for?
He's Hashem meshubit means
bound.
No. Bound, yeah. He's in. He's burned, like. He's bound.
Subjected,
he's leaned. He's bound. I don't know. He's a right. Avdus. When a person's an Eved, he's bound to something. What is a person? Who we see? There's an Avdus to. Eliezer was an Eved, right? He was. Am hadome lechamo. He's bounded to his physicality. All the laws of damages, all the laws of Nezikin, all damages, all crime comes from the fact that you're bound to your physicality, you're bound to your desires.
Because you're a taker.
Not because you're a taker, because you don't have control. Even if you're not a taker, you don't have control of your desires. They're without boundary, they're without control. If they're without control, right? Obviously you're a taker if you're out of control, but without control, then your desires take you beyond the bounds of what you have. All crime comes from there. We see from Canaan. Canaan was an Eved. It was Makula as an Eved. Why was he Makula as an Eved? He had the Klala of an Eved, because he had Taivas without boundary. So he was the Metzias of an Eved. All Avdus comes from Taivas. So the beginning of Nezikin is telling you how that can be fixed. When a person has Taivas Mugbarot, he has to be an Eved. He has to be. So what do? You put him in a place where he's bounded by an Adon. He has to get up in the morning. He has to go to sleep. He has to do certain things. He has to do this for 6 years. He's with an Adon. He has an Adon on him. He has someone on him. That's a fixing of his boundaries. He's without boundary. You put him in an Eved. You give him boundaries. That's the fixing. That fixes his gzela. That fixes his. When a person fixes his boundaries,
that actually makes him free.
That makes him free, yeah. Because now we see, who's a real free man? Says charut ala luchot. Says charut as a luchot. So don't say, don't read charut ela cherus. Eilechen ben terim. You don't have a ben terim, ben charim. You don't have a ben charim ela mi she'osik b'torah. Because when a person, Torah is the thing that takes a person out of avdus. Avdus is when you're meshubed to something higher than you. If you a person has to be in a state of avdus.
Avdus is
slavery. Has to be like you're meshubed. You have to nullify yourself. A slave is always nullifying to something higher than you. You have to nullify yourself to something higher, to the Torah. When a person's nullifying himself to the Torah, he's then a free man. He's free of his desires. He's free man to make his own decisions. He doesn't have things which remove him from his decision process. He's free to think straight, to behave straight, to act properly. He's a free man. All right, next go weiter. So now we see that this concept of avdus now is a fixing. Now we see later on that if the Eved says, Ahavti et Adoni, right? And he doesn't want to go free after the 7 years, then we take his ear and we pierce it on the mezuzah v'shaladelet, right? Mm-hmm. And we say, Ozin, the ear that heard from Har Sinai, Avadai, you're my servants, v'lo avadim l'avadim, and not servants to servants, right?
That's a famous line from
Gemara. Yeah. You will pierce his ear. There's a pagam in his ear. You make a hole in his ear. He's not hearing properly. There's a pagam in his hearing. What is a pagam in his hearing? Why mezuzah? What's the mezuzah do with anything? Just pierce his ear. We have to pierce on the mezuzah. Pierce on the door. Why door? Why mezuzah? Why are these places? What does a door represent? A prison doesn't have a door. It has a lock. Not a door. I mean, you have to put the guy in, but it's not a door. He doesn't walk in freely, right? You've locked yourself into avdus. Why are you locked in? Why is this person locked? Ahavti et ishti. Who's his ishti? It's not his wife. It's his shifcha kananis he gets. I like the shifcha, the young shifcha you gave me. I like the easy life I have here. I don't have to worry about panasa. I don't have to worry. You have to feed me, look after me. Okay, I have to work a bit. But the purpose of life is not for you to get all your comforts and have an easy life. The purpose of life is you to toil in an individual way. To walk in that door, walk out that door, to be a free man. And why a mezuzah? The mezuzah. Because the mezuzah has a mezuzah. Right? You're saying, mokum, mezuzah is mokum zuzah. The place of movement. The place of movement is a door. Why in the door, the place of movement, walking in and out, from the home outside, is the place of mezuzah? What do we have on there? Shema Yisrael. What's Shema Yisrael? Kabbalas Malchut Shemayim. When you walk in and walk out, there has to be a Kabbalas Malchut Shemayim. There has to be a Kabbalah of an Avdus, a higher Avdus. You don't want to walk in and out. You want to stay in, or stay out, whatever you want to call it. You want to stay in this one place, this closed place, in this Adon. You want an easy life. Haftid Ishti. This young shiksa they gave you, right? Haftid Ishti. She's not half Jew. She's a non-Jew. The children from there are Vadim. They're non-Jews. They're not Jews. They're Shifra. They're stickle gayers, but Pashas, they're non-Jews. The same Issa as marrying a non-Jew. Right? You want someone to provide for you. You want it easy. No. You go out in the world. You make it yourself. You work hard outside as an individual. But with an Avdus. The Avdus of the Mezuzah. You didn't hear that Avdus. You didn't hear that Kabbalah's Malchut Shemayim. You want an easy life. You want an easy life. You're an Eved to your Taivas. You didn't hear Har Sinai. You didn't hear to be an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You didn't hear that properly.
It's in Navira.
It's not a love. It's not an Avera, but it's a wrong thing to do.
Right.
The first time we see the concept of mezuzah mentioned is by Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, we put dam on the mezuzah, right? On the lintels, we put dam there, blood there, right? That's the first time we see the concept of mezuzah. And l'mashrit, the mezuzah is a place of protection. Protection from outside. The door is the place where things can enter. We put dam on our doorpost and on the top to protect anything bad coming in. The mezuzah is our protection. A door, whenever you go out of some place, things can come in as well. So we need the mezuzah, says Chazal, is a shmira. That's why it has the shin dalad yud. Mezuzah is the place of shmira. Now, shin dalad yud, we're speaking about tikkun yesod. Shin dalad yud is midas yesod. Midas yesod is the place of connection. The door is a place of connection with the outside world. We want that connection to be a connection of Malchut Shamayim. We want to be a connection where it's a proper connection. So a mezuzah is there that when we leave the house, we remember Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we enter the house, we're not bringing in the bad things from outside. We're bringing the things of a Kodesh Baruch Hu inside to our house. That our house is a place of Shechina. When you put a mezuzah, the Rishonim speak this out. When you put a mezuzah in your house, there's Hashrat Shechina. This is a mini Beis Hamikdash. My home is a mini Beis Hamikdash. This represents Hashrat Shechina. The coming down of God's presence in this home. Because the way that you bring down God's presence is when the outside world you bring into your home with Malchut Shamayim. And when you go out from your home, you go out to the world with Malchut Shamayim. So the mezuzah, when you do that, when that's an active part of yourself, is you're leaving the world with Malchut Shemayim, leaving the home with Malchut Shemayim, you're entering the home with Malchut Shemayim, then your house is a house of Hashrat Shechina. Clear?